Hello, this is Amazon Billing Services. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is John Rogers. I'm a patient there. And I keep getting these messages about my bill. And it's way higher than it should be. I've talked to you guys about this like in the past, and I've talked to my insurance company, and they said it was resolved, but I keep getting these messages. Like, it was... So... Yeah, I'm trying to resolve this, basically.
Okay, can I have your date of birth so I can pull up your account?
5/18/88.
And your name again, sir?
John Rogers.
Okay, just a minute. Okay, so is this for the amount of $547.60?
That's what it says I owe, but that's largely inflated because there was like a month or two in the last year that they charged me for a full amount and my insurance was supposed to cover it. And I've talked to both my insurance and you guys, and they both said that was ratified, but I keep getting these messages saying that it's not ratified.
Okay, just give me one moment.
I definitely owe some money, about $30 a month, but that's not the amount that it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see there's one claim for $325, which was completely denied by your insurance. So I think, just give me one moment, I'll quickly have a look over it.
I was told that it was good. All right, I appreciate you. I was told that it was accepted and that everything was not to worry about it.
Okay, sir, I think we will need to look into this claim because I cannot find any proper reason for the denial. And this is a very old claim, so we will have to look into this. If you can just give me a day or two, I will revert back to you regarding this one claim.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I talked to my insurance like a few months ago. And they said I shouldn't worry about it, so I don't know why they denied it. I've had the same insurance for 3 years and years, and every month it's fine. And I don't know why that one month. But if you want to... Yeah, I appreciate you looking into it.
Yeah, so this does one claim which was completely denied by insurance for $325. So yeah, you can ignore the $325. Yeah. The other charges are for the copay, which has moved to the collections. So that will be your bill that, you know, that will be the patient's responsibility. You can just ignore the $325 out of the bill that you have received.
Is it possible for me to pay the other amount right now?
Yeah, sure. Definitely. Just give me one moment. Okay, so do you want to pay the full amount other than the $325?
Sorry, how much is it?
Yeah, I will need to check. Just give me one moment. Okay, so the total amount will be $282.60. And, yeah.
That's all from $30 copay?
Yeah, there is seven bills for $30 copay, dated back to January 2024 up to February 2025. There's one bill for $12.60, which I suppose is your co-insurance for a test for 2024. And there are three bills for $20 each, which are for this year, March to May 2025, which are copay.
Okay, can I pay $200 right now? Actually, no, I'll pay the whole thing.
Okay, sir, I will need your card details.
It's a debit card, Visa.
Okay.
The number is 4792. 1312 7180 3683.
Okay, and the expiration date?
11/28.
And what will be the cardholder's name?
John P. Rogers.
Okay. Just confirming your billing address, it is for Elm Street, Apartment 3, Peabody, Massachusetts.
Correct.
And we are making a payment of $282.60.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so the transaction was successful. I'll send you a receipt of this on your email address, which is just a minute, jprogers88@gmail.com. And yes, as of now your outstanding balance is just $325, but you can ignore that, you can disregard any statements that you receive until you hear back from us, and we will give you a call back in 2 to 3 working days, which will be Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling MFM. I hope you have a wonderful day ahead.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.